Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Liberators Network podcast. I am Christian Verwijs, and in this series, we're reading some of our most popular blog posts on Medium. In today's episode, we address the idea that in Scrum, only product owners interact with stakeholders. We recently spent time with a development team that spent an hour debating an unclear requirement. Without the product owner present, they felt unable to further clarify it. But as it turned out, a one-minute phone call with a user that suggested the item clarified everything. Up to this point, the development team was convinced that talking with users was the responsibility of the product owner. Now, you may recognize this, but you may also recognize a product owner who claims full responsibility for talking with users, or the product owner as the only member of a Scrum team who identifies and clarifies work for the product backlog. In today's episode, we bust the myth that the product owner is the only person on a Scrum team who interacts with stakeholders, such as users and customers. We always like to start by looking at what the Scrum Guide says. The guide states that the product owner is responsible for maximizing the value of the product resulting from work done by the development team. This work is made transparent on the product backlog and is managed by the product owner. In order to determine what work is valuable and in what order it should be delivered, the input of stakeholders is obviously needed. However, nowhere in the Scrum Guide is it stated that the product owner is the sole person responsible for communicating with stakeholders. In yet another example of making an interpretation of Scrum more important than its purpose, the idea that only product owners interact with stakeholders goes against what we're trying to make possible with Scrum in the first place. Scrum is built on the experience that product development is very complex work. Discovering what is needed and how to best implement it requires a Scrum team to work closely with customers, users, and other stakeholders. This makes Scrum a process of collaborative discovery. Starting only with a rough outline of a treasure map, the Scrum team goes on a journey with stakeholders to identify where the treasure is actually buried. This collaborative principle is echoed in the third line of the Agile Manifesto: customer collaboration over contract negotiation. Now consider what happens when only the product owner communicates with stakeholders. You may start experiencing the following impediments to agility. The first one is that stakeholders will not feel heard when the development team keeps referring them to the product owner to discuss new ideas. By turning Scrum into a bureaucracy, the Scrum team becomes less responsive to what users need. A second impediment is that the emergence of new insights, new ideas, and valuable opportunities will be stifled. Third, the agility of the Scrum team diminishes as the product owner becomes a bottleneck in clarifying requirements with stakeholders as needed. And finally, the development team will not build the kind of deep understanding of what their users need, resulting in products that are difficult to understand, hard to use, and don't address the actual needs. So treating the product owner as a proxy for stakeholders is not conducive of agility. But how is the role of the product owner intended? So is the product owner a proxy for stakeholders or a facilitator? Instead of framing the product owner as a proxy for stakeholders, the only person who talks with users, customers, and other stakeholders, we prefer to explain the product owner as the person responsible for including the voice of stakeholders in the process of collaborative discovery that is Scrum. How this is done is up to the product owner and the Scrum team as a whole, and depends on the availability of stakeholders and the nature of the product under development. But there are a couple of things we've seen work well. The first is that product owners invite stakeholders to attend the sprint review, which is a minimal opportunity during Scrum where input from stakeholders is gathered. A second thing that works well is when product owners organize workshops where they and stakeholders and members of the development team work together to identify and clarify upcoming work for the product. A third thing that works well is when product owners create opportunities and platforms where the development teams can work with stakeholders to test assumptions or clarify needs. And finally, product owners can help organize tours or events to help the development team get to know the people that are using the product. So instead of creating walls around development teams, the product owner should bridge the organizational gap that often exists between developers and stakeholders. in particular users. In any case, this should be done in ways that are respectful of the focus that the development team needs during the sprint. And we would also like to emphasize very strongly that the product owner remains responsible for what goes on the product backlog and in what order. In every sense of the word, the product is still owned by the product owner, but not in a bureaucratic, traditional manner where everything has to go through the product owner. Now, what are some helpful tips? The first one is that if you're the Scrum Master, you can support your product owner and development team by offering formats or approaches to help bridge the gap between development and stakeholders. That's a general, very useful advice. The second tip is that the Liberating Structure 25-10 crowdsourcing is a great way to rapidly identify high-value features with stakeholders and the development team. Other liberating structures that are very helpful are Wise Crowds and Celebrity Interview. You can find the links in the original post. A third tip is that you can organize sessions where stakeholders and members of the development team work together to create empathy maps. They can do a design the box session or perform magic estimation if you really want to use story points or some other estimation. Again, you can find links in the original post. And finally, you can work together to create personas that are based on actual stakeholders and associate them with the product backlog items you have on your product backlog. Whenever questions arise during work, development teams know how to contact and who to contact. Let's move to some closing thoughts. In this edition, we busted the myth that the product owner is the only person who talks to stakeholders. The bottom line is that Scrum teams become significantly less agile when only the product owner does this. Instead of framing the product owner as a proxy or a gateway, we instead prefer to explain the product owner as the person responsible for including the voice of stakeholders in the conversation. We offered a number of tips to help you do this. Now, we're always eager to hear your experience and your opinion about this myth. What have you done to overcome this myth? What has your experience been? Please let us know in the comments. And with that, we're reaching the end of this edition of the Liberators Network podcast. Thank you for listening. And thank you for taking time out of a busy day to learn something new about Scrum. If you're eager to learn more, go to medium.com/the-liberators. We have a lot more there, like blog posts, videos, other podcasts, and even a lot of free materials that you can download. If you want to have even more materials, go to shop.theliberators.com for a lot of the card exercises and other materials that we often use when we work with Scrum teams. If you like listening to this podcast, please give it a thumbs up or like it on whatever platform you're listening on. We appreciate your support. Thanks again for listening, and see you again for the next edition.